So the conference has been talking about the future of Falmouth and how things like broadband, dredging the port and the Tremo Innovation Centre will help towards that. Now, with me at the moment, I've got Richard Wilcox from the Falmouth Business Improvement District, and he's the manager of that, and Mike Reynolds from ANP Falmouth. First of all, Richard, all of this stuff we've been hearing so far really plays into the future of Falmouth and Penryn. What's your impression on the way it's going and how fast it's going?
Well, first of all, the day has been a success so far. We've got over 100 delegates who've turned up. And I think it's fair to say that the theme is one of excitement. There's a huge potential here in the Falmouth-Penryn area. Lots of business, lots of engagement. And as has quite clearly been demonstrated already this morning, there's a lot of creative thinking and a lot of partnership working going on. And from BID's perspective, there's a lot of... what we're trying to do is help facilitate that, generate economically Falmouth and increase sort of the whole visitor economy. So, yeah, very, very exciting.
And as the major employer in the town, it's in your interest. I mean, we've got a cruise ship out in the bay right now. You want to be bringing those further into port, don't you? I mean, that's part of what the dredging is about.
Yeah, absolutely. And we can bring those into port. Not only will we see ships like that out in the bay, we'll see many, many more of them. That's absolutely vital, I think, for the future of the port and the vitality of the town.
How will it boost the vitality of the town?
Well, the passengers that come ashore spend a considerable amount. They're high-value individuals. Many studies have shown, on average, about £85 per head. Some of that comes into the port, but the majority goes into the local attractions, the shops, all the services that are provided for the cruise ship and the passengers.
And as part of the BID, with the BID, the Business Improvement District, you are interested in improving the amount of money going into businesses and people going into shops. Mm. And this is something which the business owners in the area have actually paid into, isn't it?
You're quite right, yes. We have over 400 businesses that I'm responsible for for the budget that comes through, a 1% levy that's based on their business rate. There's a £5,000 threshold, so the minimum payment from a business is £50, and then there's a sliding scale upwards. And as you quite rightly said, it's that sort of collective nature and that drives forward a lot of opportunities within Falmouth. And just picking up on Mike's point with regards to the cruise ship, we've worked quite closely with AMP on a series of cruise ship initiatives to encourage businesses to realise the potential that currently exists out in the bay. 2,000 passengers spending anywhere from £85 a day upwards is a significant economic potential for each and every business in the town. And so we've worked quite closely to encourage businesses to realise that. But it's not just about cruise ship for BID. We've done a variety of different initiatives that work with businesses on, as I said, raising awareness of Falmouth and driving the visitor economy by encouraging increased footfall and spend within the town.
Now, we've heard a lot about the opportunities and the promise of the future, but I suppose there's some people which need to be told a bit about the stick as well. What are the threats if we don't continue moving forward with these things and get things like the dredging done?
Well, all ports need to dredge at some stage. We're fortunate that it's a very slow silting estuary. But if you don't dredge, the port loses its access. Ships are getting bigger. They need deeper water. In the medium to long term, without the dredging, the port will gradually dwindle its economic activity, whether it be in ship repair or any of the other port services, will gradually decline. And as a significant employer and a driver in the economy, that could have major consequences for Falmouth and the whole area.
Okay, thank you. Richard Wilcox and Mike Reynolds.